Hi, you're listening to Funny You Should Ask, the podcast of Belmont Wesley Fellowship. I'm David Hollis, the campus minister for Belmont Wesley, and we are continuing our series on the movie Frozen 2 and its theological connections or implications or just things that I saw in it that I really liked, because it turned out to be a really great movie. It's a movie we really need right now. You need to probably, as soon as you're done listening to this, go ahead and put it on and watch it, because 2020 keeps throwing madness at us. Now we have murder hornets, and I just don't think we need that, but we do need Frozen 2, and we need its message and its hope and a lot of the ways that it deals not with trivial things but with really heavy things. And today I want to talk about Kristoff and a couple of lines of dialogue he has. It's sort of an interesting place in the movie, kind of going through some different emotions about what's going on, and his incredible 80s rock Lost in the Woods song is epic and amazing. A lot of people, I think, made fun of it, and I did as well when I first saw it, but I also think it's really good, and it's a point of him of real truth telling about how he's feeling. But I want to focus instead on two lines of dialogue. One of them, and I think they're actually both pretty close to the end of the movie, so we kind of have a lot from him in different ways, but the real, I think, substance of what he says comes toward the very end. In one situation, he is, I think it's after Anna has angered the Earth Giants or the Big Rock Dudes, or I don't remember their actual title, but they're mad and they're throwing boulders and they're getting really close to her, and Kristoff comes up and grabs her and sweeps her up on Sven and just says, "I'm here, what do you need?" And that just struck me as a really powerful moment, that so many times we don't know what to say when someone is hurting, we don't know what to do, and simply saying to them, "I'm here, what do you need?" And realizing that sometimes they may not even know what they need, but saying, "I'm here," and figuring out something that you can do to help, even if it's wash the dishes or deliver meals or something that just for a moment takes the pressure off of them. And again, we've had tons of opportunities to do that right now with many people still being safe at home and not venturing out. And what a great time to send someone food. My mother-in-law, not that long ago, you know, delivered us donuts. And, you know, it was such a simple thing, and yet it made our day. It was so meaningful and a powerful small gesture of kindness. And again, I feel like a lot of times that we have to do these great big amazing things instead of really trying to do things with meaning and intention, and again, things that may not seemingly set the world on fire, but will communicate to someone, I'm here for you, I'm here to try and help, you're why I'm here. And so I really appreciated that line of dialogue and what it was. And the second one is, and again, I'm kind of flying off of not having seen it in a little bit, so I don't remember the exact situation. I know that Kristoff and Anna are talking, and Anna's kind of apologizing, I think probably when she just kind of off and left, and which you know, then precipitated the incredible song. But there's something to that effect, and he says, it's okay, my love isn't fragile, or my love is not fragile. And that reminded me of, again, powerful relationships, powerful friendships, but also really reminded me of how I think about God. And I think, again, there are a lot of ways of looking at our relationship with God and thinking, oh, I can't say that, or I shouldn't think that, or I shouldn't have that emotion, or I can't sort of express that emotion to God. I have to, you know, only come to God with the kind of cleaned up feelings and emotions and tendencies and all these different things. And that just, to me, is not helpful. That creates a lot of guilt. It creates a lot of shame. It's a kind of vicious cycle of hiding how we truly feel and feeling as though, you know, God can't be up for this. And I feel God saying to us time and time and time again that my love is not fragile. And we don't have to worry about sort of breaking God. We can especially look at some of the Psalms in Scripture and see that every single emotion is there. Even, you know, again, emotions that probably after the psalmist or the communities that put together the Psalms expressed those emotions, they were probably pretty ashamed of having expressed those emotions. But at the time, they were genuine and powerful and meaningful and real. And there is no shame in coming to God with those real feelings and real emotions and real thoughts. And again, I think all the time we wouldn't really have the capacity to feel these things or to have these kinds of emotions if we hadn't been created by God in certain ways. And so it's not a surprise to God that we feel certain ways, because this is how God made us to feel. This is how we're built. This is how we're made. And so it's simply part of our existence and our life to have these emotions and feelings. And it's part of a genuine and real relationship to express them and not to worry about being careful or clean them up or however maybe we've been made to feel. I think a lot of times this is how people sadly have gotten the impression of church or of different faith organizations or communities that you have to go to them once you've kind of gotten everything in your life tidied up and once everything is straightened up and clean, then you can go, as opposed to being really just broken as hell and going and being exactly who you are in the midst of those communities and finding that everyone there is broken as hell. And that's part of why you're there in the first place. And so that makes total sense. But because of just the way that a lot of communities have operated, I think people have gotten different messages. And so I hope that more and more communities will be able to say things like, our love is not fragile. You don't have to worry about being a mess if you come here. We're going to love you. We're going to be with you. We're going to say to you, we're here. What do you need? As opposed to, you know, asking you to have all of your needs and everything taken care of before you show up in the first place. To me, that is a more beautiful and a more meaningful vision of what these kinds of communities can be than a place where people who are already all pretty much exactly alike get together and kind of already agree on everything and pat each other on the back for agreeing about all the things that they agree upon. That just doesn't have much of a resonance with me anymore. And I'm much more inclined to come to the thing where we're all a mess and we talk about how we're a mess and we realize, oh, we're really all a mess, and that's okay. And we can carry each other's burdens, we can share each other's fears, and we can say, what do you need? And we can say, our love is not fragile. So we're going to risk actually loving one another and putting ourselves out there, with the understanding that that brings with it pain and heartbreak and all of the different feelings that love brings. But that's what love is. That's why love is the force that moves all things. So I hope those two very sort of small moments, maybe even kind of throwaway lines in some regards, somehow also resonate with you. And if that is the case, then feel free to share with us your thoughts on that. I don't think we've put our sort of feedback thing here in a while, but you can always comment on our podcast, or you can email us at BelmontWesleyFellowship@gmail.com. It is quite a long email, I understand, but it's kind of the barrier that we have there of getting through to us. We don't really have a lot of security measures. We should have a really long email. So hopefully that'll work. Thanks so much for listening. I think we're going to have one or two more in the Frozen series, and then we're going to do probably kind of a summer series. So I hope this has been meaningful to you. I hope you'll keep listening. And thanks for listening today. God bless.